few months ago, a friend of mine, my very good friend Heather, told me about this incredible company that was selling imperfect produce. And the way I understand it, maybe Nathan will explain to me further, is that imperfect produce takes all those fruits and vegetables that the grocery stores are like, oh, that's not pretty enough. Which, I mean, makes sense. I think a lot of people are very visual, but that's still good food. And since they've started this year alone, is this year alone, Nate, that you've saved 2.6 million pounds of produce?
Yeah, I mean, that could be just for the Chicago market, but we actually just crossed over 25 million pounds of produce rescued as a company.
What?
Yeah.
This is incredible.
Yep.
We are hanging out in the Allstate Skyline Studios. It's the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, joining us as well as Susan Dannenberger and from Dannenberger Family Vineyards. Go to dfvwines.com. Wait, I haven't done this for a while. dfvwines.com?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Or Dannenberger Family Vineyard. Suck. Mm-hmm. I think you bought them all, as you should.
And I, just in case.
And I want to make sure everyone says and knows that Esmeralda is back from California. Welcome back, Esmeralda.
Thank you.
We missed you, but it looked like you were having an amazing time with oysters and Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
And
you get a lot of vitamin D there.
Yeah.
Lots of sun.
Yes, lots of sun.
So I'm real happy right now.
Do you? I bet you buy. Have you done Imperfect Produce?
I have.
You told me about this, too.
Yeah, I love Imperfect Produce. I think it's great, especially since it just comes to your house.
Right.
And a lot of times I get real lazy and I don't want to go to the store.
I do the same
And a box
way.
Just shows up with vegetables and fruit. And I was like, yes.
It's like telling you to be healthy. Here's some carrots and potatoes.
Exactly.
Cook something.
Yeah, it couldn't be more easy, really.
Well, how did this come about? Tell me about the genesis of Imperfect Produce.
The company's been around. We're actually celebrating our third birthday next month, which
happy
is exciting.
Birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday to my imperfect family.
Wait a minute. I feel like I say that all the time.
I know. My family is like, my real family is listening.
Are they less imperfect?
Talking about them or
nice.
But anyway, so it started actually, our co-founder CEO, his name has been Simon. He was in college at the time and saw a bunch of food waste in his college cafeteria. And so he became really passionate about the topic of food waste and started a nonprofit. And through that process, he met our other co-founder, Ben Chesler. So Ben and Ben started this nonprofit to rescue food waste out of cafeterias. And after college, they thought that, you know, it went really well. They tried to, they put their heads together and how can we make this a business? And that's how Imperfect Produce came to be.
There you go. Well, I've seen waste before and been like, well, that's a shame.
Oh, yeah.
And not done anything about it.
You know, it's funny, though. Your website, I'm looking at pictures, and we like the thinner asparagus anyway. You know, I know some people think, oh, you need to have this big, thick, you know, asparagus stalk. But I'm looking at your pictures, I'm like, that's exactly how I like it.
Right.
You know, the real thin, smaller ones.
Yeah, and we've seen the real thin stuff come through. We've seen stuff that is considered too big come through. And it all tastes great. It's all actually asparagus.
I was going to say, it all tastes the same. It's not like this is, you know, there's anything wrong with this.
Right. Well, you know, in this day and age, you know, where people are buying, you know, stuff at the grocery store, grocery stores need to know that, you know, that their displays are going to look, you know, all the same way, the same store across the country all the time. And so, you know, they have to have perfectly straight sides on vegetables so it won't fall off their display stand.
Good point.
Yeah, and so, and that's kind of understandable, but, you know, what ends up happening is the stuff that's a little wonky, a little lopsided or whatever, never makes it to the consumer anymore.
I know. Well, then you just get rid of it too. And what can people expect when if they sign up for a subscription? Are there different sizes depending on how big your family is?
We try to make it as easy for you as possible, to be honest with you. So every box is customizable, and that's a huge thing. So if you don't like, you know, daikon radish, then take it out and throw in another carrot, you know, whatever you want. And then we offer, you know, four different sizes. We have conventional produce, we have organic produce, we've got, you can do all fruit, all veg, a mix. And then the cool thing is you could do every week or every other week, but if you're like going out of town, just click the button on the website that you're out of town, no worries, you're not gonna get charged for anything, you're not gonna eat because you're not in town, it's not gonna go to waste, that's kind of like what we're against. So
the whole point,
yeah,
right.
So we make it super easy for you. And honestly, you just go online, you pick out what you want, and then you tell us when you want it, and we bring it to your door.
I think you need to pair with a wine or a vineyard so that they can go, here's a suggestion for the meal that you might be making with this.
Right?
Food.
I wonder where I can meet one of those people.
I wonder how we can make that kind of an introduction. So what if you're not going to be home? What if, I mean, like, I always worry about some of these, like, the food deliveries.
Mm-hmm. So if you're going to be out of town, don't worry, just let us know.
But
if you're not going to be home at a certain time, you can pick which window you want delivered.
Okay.
Yeah, so we offer a couple different delivery options for what, you know, what time of day you're gonna be home, and again, just try to make it easy for you.
That sounds great. Yeah. Now, what about this event that's coming up at the Marriott on Thursday the 26th?
Yeah, we got a cool celebration of Imperfect Produce. So my understanding is gonna be kind of a cocktail party on the rooftop at the Marriott Hotel, where we'll be celebrating some great dishes made with the produce here, and getting to know each other, and you know, we're gonna have some employees there, some customers there. It's gonna be a pretty cool time.
That's wonderful, and people can go to your website to find out more about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, imperfectproduce.com.
All right. Do you have to do it for a certain amount of time? Like, if you wanted to do it for, like, you know, 2-3 months and try it out, or you just love it, you sign up for a year? I mean, is there a limit?
There is no limit. There's, you know, just come on, try it out. You know, use it while you like it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That is such a great plan. And Esmeralda, are you getting a box every week?
Every other week.
Every other week?
We're slow eaters at my house, but every other week.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm signing up.
Well, it's funny that carrot that you have is huge, too.
Yeah, I brought some fun stuff to look at, but yeah, I mean, this is a lot of people. This is probably like, what, to describe this for the listeners at home, like, it's 14 like inches.
Yeah. Oh my, it's a long carrot. Yeah, yeah. Frosty would have a big long nose.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a Pinocchio nose.
So a lot of people equate like size, you know, especially something like carrot, as being like a bad quality thing, and it's really not true at all. What will make, you know, some people think that a bigger root vegetable might be pithy or woody or tough, and really, that has nothing to do, size doesn't matter for that. It's about, you know, kind of how old the product is, right? So, you know, if we get a nice big carrot and it's nice and fresh, it's going to be just as good as anything else.
And how many Imperfect Produce centers are there throughout the country?
Right now we've got, we're in, let's see, we have 4 pack centers that are serving various markets. So, for instance, out of Chicago here, we're also serving Indianapolis and Milwaukee.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and that's Milwaukee we just launched this past month. It's been a huge success. And Indiana has been great. So we're based, our pack centers are in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, and Chicago. And we're servicing Seattle, Milwaukee, and Indianapolis as well now.
And how are the farmers responding to this? Because this has got to be great for them too.
Yeah, no, farmers love it. And actually, before I became part of the Imperfect family, I spent the past 10 years as an organic farmer. And I've seen the issues that we're addressing and solving firsthand. You know, where we have the product that people don't want because it doesn't look good, or, you know, the stuff that we can't, don't have a market for because we grew too much of it or something like that.
Right.
You know, so it's really an awesome win-win for the consumer and the grower. You know, it costs just as much to grow a crooked carrot or a curvy cucumber, right? You know, it's the same amount of labor into weeding it. And like the carrot, for instance, we don't even know what it's going to look like for, you know, 3 months of doing all this painstaking work, and we pull it out and it's, you know, going sideways. And it's like, okay, well, now I can't. What am I going to do with this carrot?
Or it forks,
yeah,
or something.
It does. Yeah, yeah, sure. And I even have some peppers in here like that where, you know, we can see their, you know, two...
Yeah.
Two legs.
It's
here,
a mutant. It's a mutant
prongs.
Pepper. But
yeah.
It looks like a big tooth.
But again, this pepper costs the same to grow, and, you know, so now farmers have a revenue stream that they didn't have before, right? And the consumer is able to use this product at a price cheaper than ever before.
That's spectacular.
That's so cool. I have a general fruit question. I love buying fruit, whether it's, you know, strawberries, blueberries, nectarines, peaches. How do you make it last long? I have this habit of, I'll buy, say, you know, 6 nectarines or something, and then I won't eat one every single day, and then by, say, day 3, they're all either rotted, or should I keep them in the fridge, or...
Right, yeah, so fruit, especially like it's peak season, it's the best time to eat it, but the reason why it's the best time, I know, the best time to eat it is because they're ripe, right?
Right.
So what I would recommend you do is, if you go ahead and get, you know, 6 peaches or nectarines or something, put them in your fridge.
Okay, in a bowl or just separately?
Just put them in your fridge, wherever works well for you. But then, you know, take 1 or 2 out, put them on your counter. If you're going to have 1 or 2 a day, take 1 or 2 out a day. Give them a couple days to ripen up. And then that way you don't have to eat 6 peaches all at once.
Right,
you can kind of pace it out. You can do that with avocados too.
I was just going to mention about avocados, because I leave my avocados out.
Me too.
But I think that because of the heat, they're ripening too fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's before I can eat them, and I'll eat a half of an avocado a day. But I will say, storing them, I've finally gotten smart about it, because, you know, they turn brown.
Yeah.
Is I saran wrap it real tight and then put it in a Tupperware, and then that usually buys me some time.
In the fridge or outside of the fridge?
In the fridge.
In the fridge, yeah.
Yeah, because you want to keep the oxygen off of it, right? So
yes.
That works well. My problem with avocados is I'll do the same thing you're talking about, and then I'll forget about it.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah.
So,
I've done that.
Yeah. And what's cool, we had an order of these like baby avocados come in.
I was going to ask you, they're so tiny.
Yeah, oh, they're cute.
I'd say it's the size of a really big egg.
Yes.
Right? Maybe a duck egg.
Right.
Not a chicken egg. But these are great because, you know, do the same thing, throw them on your counter when it's ready. Go ahead and, you know, it's perfect amount for a sandwich or a salad. You can use the whole thing. You don't have to worry about how to wrap it, or I don't have to worry about completely forgetting it, right? It's like a single-use option. So a lot of times it's more convenient to have the funky stuff.
Now, is that small because it was picked too early, or is that as big as it was going to get?
That is at full maturity. It's as big as it was going to get.
Wow. Yeah. Now, Susan, when down in New Berlin, do you get the opportunity to, I mean, because you're busy so, you know, doing so many different things, do you have the chance to kind of like go around to the different farms and talk to the farmers? I know that you're right in the middle of some great farming.
I'm really lucky. So our chefs work with a lot of local farmers. In fact, we just did a big thing with the Illinois Stewardship Alliance. A couple weeks ago, we were fundraising for them. And a lot of the producers, as well as the hog and lamb growers, all had their produce at our place, and we did a dinner, and it was fantastic. So, yeah, right now it's green bean season, so we did a bunch of stuff with the green beans. We had the hog roast, lamb. It was wonderful.
Well, and that's a great point. But obviously, it's going to be seasonal, but also regional. I mean, do you ever have, like, okra? I'm a big okra geek. But that's not something that grows in this area, is it? I think that's more south.
You certainly can. It's just not as popular up here.
Right.
So you see it more in the south.
Yeah.
So we're really committed to, you know, supporting our local community, our local growers and regional growers. And right now is just, I mean, like you said, it's epic right now. We're getting great product in from, you know, I mean, we just actually started receiving orders from the Wisconsin Food Hub. So it's like a collective of, you know, local growers, some Amish growers we're working with. And it's been awesome. You know, obviously things are a little bit more challenging in Chicago in the off season.
Sure.
But we're still able to, you know, so of course in the off season we're bringing in stuff from, you know, where everybody else is, right? Salinas, Yuma, wherever. However, we're still, you know, able to focus on local stuff in the form of like storage crops, beets, carrots, potatoes. And so from day one, we've had local product in here, even though we launched on December 4th last year.
Wow. Mm. Wow. Yeah, I knew it was pretty neat. I mean, my friend Heather said, you've got to try this out. And you also, in the box you brought, there's bags of rice and beans. Mm-hmm. Now, is that also product from, is that sort of to pair and give people options with the food that's in the box?
Yeah, I mean, you certainly can use it that way, but this also has its own imperfections. So
I was wondering, how are beans imperfect?
Or rice,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't actually been able to tell
right?
yet, to be honest with you, but there is there are standards that, you know, like X amount of kernels of rice cannot be broken, right? Or, you know, so many broken ones per thousand.
Oh, okay.
And I don't remember what the actual numbers are.
We weren't going to quiz you. It's okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's late.
Yeah,
you know?
That's fine.
But whatever that number was, this rice is slightly over it.
Okay.
Right? And so the grower, you know, needed a way to move this product. And so that's how we got in touch with them. We were able to partner with them. And now we add rice. We also do the beans. And another cool thing that we do along those same lines is olive oil. So there is a, you know, and you could probably relate to this with the grapes and the wine, but, you know, when frost comes in and it's unexpected, you know, there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
Right? I mean, you can, if you have a garden, you can throw a blanket over your tomatoes or whatever, but if you have acres and acres, you can't do anything about it.
No.
So there was a grower in California whose olives got hit by a freak frost. Didn't do any damage to them, but the standards say you cannot market your olive oil as extra virgin if it has been, as we say, kissed by frost.
No.
Actually, we don't say
okay.
That. I just say that.
Yeah.
But still. Yeah, so perfectly good olives. Couldn't be sold as extra virgin. And so instead of, you know, putting them into like some processed food product or something like that, we partnered with them to bring in a really awesome olive oil. And I'm kind of an olive oil nerd. You know, a connoisseur, if you will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it really is some of the best olive oil I've ever had. And it just can't be labeled as extra virgin.
And you, and that comes, wow. Can you app, like,
you can
order
throw it
that?
In your box, yeah.
You can, oh, okay, I'm not going. Yeah. Do you guys have an app?
We don't, it's just the website.
Just a website. Yeah. So from our friend from the 847 asks, is your website, which is imperfectproduce.com,
mm-hmm.
is the website blind friendly? Which means, will my screen reader work on your website for the blind? or visually impaired?
I'm going to be completely honest. I don't know.
Well, we'll try to find out.
That out. Yeah,
yeah. And I'm not sure what that involves. So we will try to find out for you. We are hanging out with Nathan Sumner. He is the quality control manager. Is that the correct title?
That'll work. Yeah.
All right. That'll work. I think that's what I was told.
The imperfect producer.
The imperfect producer, quality control manager. That's what I was told.
Yeah.
And Susan Dannenberger, the creator, the genius behind Dannenberger Family Vineyards down in New Berlin, Illinois, 12341. Irish Road with a great, you can check out her website, dfvwines.com, and follow her on Instagram to find out all about what she does down there and the musicians that come down there. I think that, like I said, I think you need to pair some wines. Just an idea. More after this on 720 WGN. It's a Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Waste not, want not, Andrea. That's what I've always been told, taught.
I just signed up.
You signed up while we were on the
break? I signed up, and I'm going to be getting produce every other week.
I think Nathan should get the commission on that.
Small box.
Do you get a commission on that?
Do you get commission?
No, but I'm going to look into that after this conversation for sure.
She'll be like, Nathan told me. Well, it said, how'd you hear about us? I put friend, since we're friends.
You're supposed to put WGN Radio. That helps us.
Okay, but it just says friend, online ad, Facebook, Spotify, or Pinterest.
Sounds like you need to add radio. What is all this online stuff that you're saying?
We're so high tech.
Come on. I know, but radio. We're in people's cars right now. We're in their homes.
And there's their
and you're telling
souls.
Your story. I'm just, you know.
You know what? I have a whole list of things I'm going to take back now. We have to get
add us to
WGN
your
WGN on how did you hear about us on the website.
I'm saying. Yeah. Well, then we need to build another partnership. Look at me trying to work the business side of it. But but I am so excited to have you in studio.
Thank you.
Esmeralda is a big fan of yours. My friend Heather is a big fan of yours. Andrea is just signed up. Susan and you are going to become close friends and hang out at the Dannenberger Family Vineyards. This is what I love about doing this show, especially a little bit earlier now, Andrea.
Yep.
One, I'm more cogent.
Coherent. Yeah.
I love bringing people together and sharing a story like Imperfect Produce and Dannenberger Family Vineyards. These are local, you know, we're talking about local farmers that are supplying Imperfect Produce with the fruit and vegetables that maybe aren't pretty enough or aren't presentable in the sense that they can't be stacked. You were mentioning whether it's their displays. And people, you know, if you see a forked carrot, you're like, that looks like something went wrong.
Right.
But it's part of nature.
Something went really right there, actually.
Yes.
This is how we all are, right? We're all a little bit different, and we're all part of nature, and the vegetables are the same way.
It says that I'm officially part of the imperfect family. Thanks for eating ugly.
There you go.
Thanks for eating ugly.
It does.
our t-shirts say, ugly produce delivered.
There you go.
Yeah.
Esmeralda, how do you like being part of the imperfect family?
I love it.
You're the first one.
Oh, am I?
You were the first one at the station.
Oh, well.
Trendsetter.
Yep.
I got they do send you a tote at one point.
Oh, that's cool.
So I was excited for that.
That's very nice. And then you can choose to have some of the grains if you want.
Mm-hmm.
The olive oil, as you mentioned. Maybe
absolutely.
Someday we're talking wines that were, you know.
Imperfect wine. That sounds good. I would drink that.
Imperfect wine. I don't know if Susan likes that marketing. She's like, wait, I don't know if it's, I'm not imperfect.
Are
we all?
Well, you've seen the ugly grapes, though. You know they're there.
But you use ugly grape gets squashed anyway, right?
For certain vintages, like some of my higher end vintages, I look for perfect clusters, and then the other ones, but I do still use them. And then there's sometimes where you have a wine where you're blending one year with another year, so it's a non-vintage. So that would probably be an imperfect.
Oh, there you go.
Because you can't really put a year on it.
Imperfect blend.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm into it.
We're working it.
I love talking with wine people, though, because, you know, like, there's something about the wine industry and you know, the wine connoisseurs of the world that really get, you know, soil and really get the way that nature works, right? And that's kind of what we're about too here. You know, it's like we're working with farmers who are growing these vegetables, you know, their hands in the dirt. They're, you know, it's
don't want to harm.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's a real connection to the source.
I love that. And do you do a lot of the cooking? Are you
at home?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I do actually.
What's some of your favorite stuff you've made with the Imperfect Produce?
We actually have like a little thing on our internal communications at Imperfect where we trade pictures of what we're making with the Imperfect Produce.
Sure.
But I've made all sorts of stuff. You know, one of my favorite things we had. It was actually taught to me by one of our associates in the facility here in Chicago, where we had this jicama come in. It was just a little bit too small. I mean, it was like, you know, the size of a baseball almost, you know.
Uh-huh.
And cut it up into like thin pieces, and then we had limes at the time, squeezed lime juice over it, and then we had this like lime chili salt sprinkle it on top, and then to kind of serve it as like an appetizer.
The tahine? Did you use the tahine?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Tahine is amazing. Right?
It makes everything amazing.
It will change your world.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. And so, I mean, that was, you know, and we just were eating that at work all day long. It was great.
With the rosé.
It's awesome.
You know what? Jicamas come so large that sometimes you're just too overwhelmed. I would rather a smaller one.
See, right. There
you
go. More
convenient for you.
And that's tahine, by the way, T-A-G-I-N, if people want to check that out and
that
use it so many different ways. Imperfect Produce. You can go to imperfectproduce.com. You can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Their event is July 26th at the Marriott downtown. And they're going to be celebrating their milestone for basically saving 2.6 million pounds of produce right here in Chicago. It's a wonderful charity event. You can go to the Eventbrite page for tickets or ticket information, or call 312-836-6334. They're going to have expertly prepared dishes by the hotel's executive chef, Frank Sanchez. That's really cool.
Yeah,
I love that.
That's cool. He's a great guy too.
That's so exciting. Well, we look forward to having you back. Andre just signed up. I'll be signing up. We'll reconvene like in maybe a few weeks.
Let's do it.
And tell
let's
you
bring
what
in, we'll bring in our imperfect produce and compare.
We should bring some snacks or something.
Yeah, let's make some dishes.
Share some dishes together.
Sure. Does anybody have did you ever end up getting that air fryer? Do you have an air fryer?
I didn't.
I want to try the air fryer, but I don't know if I want to. I just can't have that many
gadgets.
So many appliances in my kitchen. Yeah.
I got one.
Do you have an air fryer? How do you like it?
I do. It's great, but it takes up so much counter space.
Yes. It's like a big, I mean, I know that Johnny loves it, but it's just so big.
Yeah.
That's massive. What else do you want to make? What do you want to make sure people know before we go?
Well, I want everybody to check out the website feel free to sign up. It's a wonderful, easy way to get access to great quality food at 30 to 50% less than you buy it for at the grocery store.
There you go.
Making your life easy and saving you money.
What more could you want? Again, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. It's imperfectproduce.com. Thank you so much, Nathan. It was a pleasure to meet you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We'll take a selfie before you go, too. More after this on 720 WGN.